Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It's Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got northwest winds 5 to 10 knots today, gusting to 15 and then rising to 10 to 15 later on, and 20 knots, gusts as high as 20 knots today. Isolated afternoon gusts to 25 possible in the southern part of our listening area here, so south of Waldport. Down the Oregon coast from Astoria quite a bit. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 5 feet high at 10 seconds apart. Patchy fog and areas of dense fog in the morning that seems to be burning off a bit now. And today on the Ship Report, I want to share with you a new book that I'm reading. It's called The Secret World of Weather, and I'm kind of a weather geek. If you've listened to the Ship Report, you know that I love to talk about weather. And this is a new book by an author who I also really like a lot, Tristan Gooley. He is New York Times bestselling author, and he also has written another book that I really love called How to Read Water. And this book is The Secret World of Weather. Just came out. I pre-ordered it, and it came in the mail a couple of weeks ago, maybe, and it's just really fun. So his books are all about how to just go out as an ordinary person and notice things in the natural world that tell you what's going on. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. We're going to talk about clouds today. Clouds are a big deal in our weather here, and about the kinds of clouds we see and what they might mean. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 2 inbounders, we have 3 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river around 6:30 this morning was the Pavo Brave, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She passed by Astoria around 6:30 or so, headed for Longview. She'll get there at about 10 a.m., and she's picking up petcoke at the port of Longview. The Union Mark is arriving from San Francisco. She'll be here in the evening, around 7:30, passing Astoria inbound, headed for Longview also for the anchorage there, be there at about 11 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, 3 ships, we have the Priscilla Venture heading up around 6 p.m. to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. The Vijayanagar is in the Astoria anchorage awaiting orders. She's a wheat ship, and the Anruju is awaiting in the Rice Island anchorage there. Not quite sure what her cargo will be when she eventually heads upriver. And that big cruise ship that was at the port of Astoria yesterday is gone now. She left yesterday evening, headed upriver to the shipyard at Swan Island for maintenance and repairs. She's getting spruced up for the July opening of cruise season in the U.S. waters. And she is a ship, a U.S. flag cruise ship, that a rare bird, rare ship. Most of them are foreign flagged. And she, her route, her sort of itinerary is the Hawaiian Islands. So she goes from one Hawaiian island to another. So that should be happening this summer. In our outbounders, the ATB, articulated tug and barge, the Island Monarch, leaving Portland with petroleum on board, left about 3 a.m., maybe 9 a.m. or so, about now, past Astoria outbound. The Broadgate, leaving Calama with wheat on board at about noon, take her about 5 hours to get downriver and out to sea, past Astoria. The ATB Vision is leaving Portland with petroleum on board at about 10 o'clock tonight. It'll take her about 6 hours to get past Astoria outbound. The ANSAC Moonbear, ANSAC means American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, so she's a dedicated soda ash ship, leaving around 11 p.m., about 5 a.m. past Astoria outbound. The Ken Ann is a regular visitor to our waters. That name shows up pretty often on the ship schedules, leaving Longview with logs on board around 11 p.m. It'll take her about 3.5 hours to get past Astoria, so she will pass Astoria in the wee hours of the night, headed for the Columbia River Bar. The Shanghai Eagle is leaving Portland with potash on board at about 11 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, and the Omicron Atlas is leaving Calama at about 11 p.m. Corn, soy, or wheat there, and it'll take her about 5 hours to get past Astoria outbound, headed toward the ocean. Let's talk a little bit about clouds in this really fun book called The Secret World of Weather. I love his books. They're so practical, and they enable you to kind of, as an ordinary mortal, without having to be a scientist, go outside and look at the natural world around you. That's sort of his theme, and all in the numerous books that he's written is all about different subjects where you can go outside and look at stuff. So one thing that we have here a lot of is clouds. Our weather is very changeable and clouds are part of it most of the time. One of the things he talks about in this book is the three different cloud families. And so I was had occasion to notice at least one of these types earlier this week when I was sitting outside reading this book, actually. So there are three different cloud families. One is called the cirrus type of clouds. Those are those high, wispy clouds that appear in a bright blue sky. They are actually an early warning of slow change in the weather, nothing abrupt going to happen when you see cirrus clouds. And I was just reading this. I was sitting in my backyard, and I looked up at the sky, and there were some cirrus wispy clouds way, way, way up there, high clouds. And I thought, well, the weather looks pretty darn nice. I don't see any bad weather coming. But then I looked at the forecast on my phone, and a few days from then was that, you know, that hint of change of rain coming into the forecast. And so those cirrus clouds were an early warning of that pending change in the weather. Another kind of cloud that we get a lot of here is the stratus type of cloud. It's a layered cloud. It can stretch for many miles and cover a region. Those are lower, wide, flat sheets of cloud cover. We see that a lot. They sometimes bring rain, but they often don't, and they are a sign of a stable situation in the environment. Nothing's going to happen abruptly. One kind of cloud that we do see here that does bring change is the nimbostratus cloud. The word nimbo comes from nimbus, and that is the Latin word for rain. So he refers to this nimbostratus cloud as, quote, I love this, the least cheery cloud in the sky, a dark gray duvet of dreariness, unquote. So this book, he's a really fun writer. Another kind of cloud we see, especially in blue skies, those cumulus, white puffy clouds that are like piled up balls of fluff in a blue sky. So they are an indicator of unstable conditions in the air. And they're caused by local weather conditions, heat rising off the dark parts of the land. The taller cumulus clouds get, the more likely they will bring they could be very abrupt changes in the weather. Cumulus clouds can become thunderheads when they get tall and unstable enough. And they are a sign that air is rising. And when air starts rising rapidly, that means change. So cumulus clouds are always the result of local conditions, and they often form over dark land areas where the heat has caused the land to heat up and rise up high. So his point about clouds and all these things in the world is that nothing is random. Something has caused that cloud to be there. He says a turbulent sky with mismatched clouds, so different kinds of clouds in the sky, predicts bad weather coming. And here's an interesting little tidbit. A perched bird always faces into the wind. So if you like this sort of thing, I highly recommend The Secret World of Weather. I've just started reading it, and I'll pull some other things out of it as I come along upon things that I think you might like. But he's a really great author and very fun for those of us who are sort of inclined toward this geeky kind of stuff. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.